Hello and welcome to Enlightening Entertainment on Supreme Master Television. It was 2003 during one of Australia's drought spells. Aaron Scheibner was travelling through the countryside of New South Wales, Australia, when he saw some slaughterhouses. Knowing of the horrors that take place behind the walls and their relationship with the bush being desolate, the aspiring filmmaker decided it was time to act. 5 years later, on November 13, 2008, Phoenix Films released Aaron Scheibner's remarkable, revealing documentary, A Delicate Balance, The Truth.
The truth is our beautiful world is in danger. The planet, the environment, and all of its inhabitants are subject to global warming. A world completely off balance is revealing its catastrophic implications. What you are about to see is the truth. The truth about the delicate state of our world and our bodies. These scientifically documented facts have direct and immediate impact on your life.
A Delicate Balance, The Truth has been nominated for Best Unreleased Documentary by the Australian Film Critics Association. It has been selected for screening at the 2009 International Film Festival in Phuket, Thailand. Please join us today as the young director and co-producer of this film shares with us the lesser-known truth about the consequences of meat consumption to the health of the environment as well as humans.
I've spoken to a lot of people about that. And some people think it's too simple to switch to a vegetarian or vegan diet and that will solve a lot of problems. Yeah. It may be simple, but I think it is the answer.
Well, often it's the simple things that we tend to overlook.
It's a feature-length documentary. The two main themes of the film is health and the environment. Health details how the overconsumption of animal protein, specifically meat and dairy, is contributing to ill health in the world, the rise of cancer, diabetes, and obesity are linked to this, and also how animal agriculture contributes to global warming more than cars combined.
Contrary to general belief, studies show that a diet including animal products exposes people to a large range of diseases. Eating meat causes one to be three times more likely to lose his or her life to colon cancer. As the film also shows, one may also want to think twice before feeding an infant cow's milk, as it may very well be leading to type 1 diabetes.
Today, the American Cancer Society reports that 47% of men and 38% of women will develop cancer during their lifetime. One in four of these people will die of cancer prematurely.
We've got to wake up. I have a great deal of empathy for the public because the public can only access this information according to what they're generally being told. It takes hard work to really get behind the scenes and see what's going on. And I say that we've got to make changes.
Dr. T. Colin Campbell from Cornell University was one of the principal researchers who participated in this China study.
Animal protein, either directly or indirectly, it contributes to increases in the risk for a wide variety of diseases.
As the movie deftly makes the case, dairy products have also been found to be detrimental to human health, resulting in lactose intolerance, diabetes and respiratory problems, to name a few. The film also makes us aware of the reason we have difficulty moving away from such harmful products. Some contain properties that make them addictive.
Casein is one of the things in dairy products. Mm-hmm. It's a milk protein, mm-hmm. and it's an addictive, it's been found to be an addictive substance. Mm-hmm. So that's why some people can't seem to give up dairy products. Mm. It's concentrated in cheese and yogurt and that type of thing.
We as humanity as a whole and as individuals have come to the edge of a dangerous precipice. We have a choice. We either behave as rational, intelligent human beings who look at the facts and make the decision to survive, or we ignore reason and suppress our intelligent faculties, and as robots, driven by our desires for sensual delight, fueled by addictions to the food we love, we continue until death or diseases force us to let these go.
One of the questions that has troubled me is why people get hooked on unhealthy foods. I mean, let's face it, nobody ever had to race out at 9 o'clock at night to go buy an orange. But they do want to get something sugary or a cheeseburger, that sort of thing. And we now know why it is that people are drawn to those things, or at least we have some pretty good clues. These foods, sugar, also cheese and meat, tend to release opiates within the brain. And when I say opiates, I mean brain chemicals that have a narcotic effect. And other foods will not do that. And so it helps to think of these unhealthy foods really is very much like drugs, and we break the habit in much the same way.
Aaron Scheibner explained how he made the transition to the compassionate, plant-based lifestyle. It began in part with watching a film.
I stopped eating chicken because I didn't want to eat my friends.
Yep.
So I saw Chicken Run, I stopped eating chicken. Mm-hmm. And then I went on a diet, and I stopped eating beef. Mm-hmm. I went off dairy products. Mm. In 2004, I was in Jamboree. Mm-hmm. I think the first dairy cooperative started in Jamboree,
huh.
in Australia.
Yep.
So I was visiting a dairy farm, and there was a cow that had calving paralysis. And you know calving paralysis? So the calf died. And so she was down for about 24 hours. Mm. And normally, if the cow can't get up after 24 hours, they're gone. Mm. So they call the dog man in and becomes dog food. Mm. So I visited her for about a week. Mm. And they were giving her some minerals and supplements. They were trying to get her up in a very draconian way, mm. using a tractor. It was Scarlett that made me want to become vegan, and so I decided from then on I wasn't going to eat any dairy products and eggs were included.
We'll be right back with more on Aaron Scheibner and his documentary film, A Delicate Balance, The Truth, here on Enlightening Entertainment. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. Welcome back to Enlightening Entertainment, here on Supreme Master Television. On today's program, we are joined by a young Australian director and producer, Aaron Scheibner, as he talks about his documentary film, A Delicate Balance, The Truth. This film explores the harmful effects of the meat industry on the human body and the environment.
The worldwide figures for the number of animals killed every day to end up in supermarkets, restaurants, and in your home is staggering.
Around the world, about 60 billion animals are slaughtered every year for food. And that doesn't even include all the animals that don't make it to slaughter. In the United States alone, more than 10 billion animals every year are killed for food. If you just compare this to the population of the Earth of humans of just 6 billion, you realize that the number is so vast that it's hard to conceive of.
In the United States, 80% of the fresh water is used for food production. It requires about 100 times more water to produce 1 kilo of animal protein than to produce 1 kilo of grain protein. In total, what this means is that to produce 1 kilo of beef requires 100,000 litres of water.
We should really be pricing water properly so that people, farmers, agriculture, meat producers, pay the real cost of the water. And then the market would soon sort out what kinds of things it made sense to produce in Australia and what sort of things it didn't make sense to produce without the subsidies that currently are going into agriculture because of the virtually free water that they're getting.
This is obviously not sustainable, especially with the ever-growing demands for animal-based foods. The water required to grow various plant crops ranges from 500 to 2,000 litres of water per kilo of crops. Manika Gandhi is a member of the government in India. Foremost activist for the environment and animals, she has written numerous books, some of which are law textbooks in various universities today. She was the Minister for Environment and Cultural Affairs.
Most people don't know this. They think that when they eat meat, it's just one chicken. They don't realize that when they've eaten the chicken, they've eaten the forest, they've eaten the water, they've eaten the air, they've eaten the land, and huge amounts of it.
Our deep appreciation, Aaron Scheibner, and all involved in the creation of A Delicate Balance, The Truth, for your endeavours to reveal the harmful facts of meat consumption. Kind-hearted viewers, please join us again on Enlightening Entertainment tomorrow for part two of this program as we go in depth with Australian film director and producer Aaron Scheibner.
The choice is in your shopping basket and on your plate. We all need to act while we still can. Global warming is here and now. Like it or not, it is something we have to deal with. Al Gore is right. Together, we can still save the planet. But first, you have to save yourself. Even when we reduce our energy use, transportation needs, flying, recycling, and all that we can and should do, that is still not enough, as it takes 100 years for carbon dioxide to leave the atmosphere. There is something much more powerful you can do today that will significantly reduce global warming within 8 years of the time you start. Improving your health will help save you, your loved ones, and our planet. Restore our delicate balance by doing the following. Stop eating all animal-based foods, including all dairy products. Learn to cook delicious, pure vegetarian meals. Plant organic gardens. Drive green. Recycle. There is a glimmer of hope, and it shines through you and what you do today. Margaret Mead once said, "Never doubt that a small group of thoughtful, committed citizens can change the world. Indeed, it is the only thing that ever has." Imagine what all of us can do.
Coming up next is Words of Wisdom after Noteworthy News on Supreme Master Television. May eternal love fill your life with luminous health and joy.